That is Breathe by Daryl Beebe. He is my jazz saxophonist for today's showcase. Daryl Beebe, are you with me?
I am with you right here, right now.
All right, now. Let's jazz it up. Let's jazz it up. All right.
Come on, let's jazz it up then. Let's do it.
Go on and do it. Now give us a sample, Daryl Beebe. Give us a sample. All right, that is live right there. Daryl Beebe on the sax, live
yes,
on my
ma'am.
Platform.
Yes, ma'am.
That is the nicest welcome back introduction back on the show since 2018.
Oh, wow. It's been too
yes.
long. It's been too long.
Yes. Well, where are you calling from, Mr. Beebe?
Well, I'm calling from Sterling Heights suburb right outside of Detroit, Michigan. I'm born and raised Detroit City, so definitely excited to call you and rep my city.
Yes, yes. All right, fans out there, right there in that town where he mentioned, call in.
Yes.
Phone lines are open. You know my hotline. Give Daryl Beebe a shout out and tell him how beautiful he is doing. So I would like to ask you this, Daryl. What have you been doing since the last time you're on my platform?
Wow. Yeah, that's a great question because so much has happened. So always, you know, first of all, I think, you know, I'm kind of a God-fearing dude. So always been involved in the church as well as just ministering, working with people. But then, of course, COVID came. And, you know, that turns some things upside down. So I'm an educator by trade, and so I continue to work in education. But it's interesting because I fell in love with music in school and just never put it down and just saw no need to stop doing music. So even though I'm an educator and working in central office in Southfield Public Schools, Southfield, Michigan, I still find time and make time to play my music, you know, hopefully encourage young people to do the same. But like you said, since COVID, you know, things have kind of slowed down from a music standpoint.
Yeah.
But fortunately, the songs and the music have been able to be my arms and legs and reach places that I've never reached before. So
right.
it's been all right in spite of.
Well, amen. Amen. Thank you for that information. So since
no
we
problem.
Have curious listeners listening in, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Introduce yourself, Daryl Beebe. Mention about your music career. And just introduce yourself.
No problem. Yep. So I'm Daryl Beebe, born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. My mom is Margie Beebe. So you can tell I'm a mama's boy. I'm always going to put that out there.
Okay.
But born and raised in Detroit. I went to school in the city of Detroit, product of the Detroit Public Schools. Went to school in Mumford High School, where I was under the tutelage of Dr. Lemuel Doakes. Went from there on to Kentucky State University, where I met my glorious, illustrious wife, Shawn Green, BB. They know her as Shaka Shawn. And from there, we got married, had kids, two children. They're not children anymore, Blake and Brooke. During that time, fell in love with the Lord and, you know, had kind of done my music and ministry all as a combination. So it's been a beautiful thing. I cannot complain. I'm so hurt about how COVID has ravaged our community. It hit my family around me, but didn't hit me personally. So I'm grateful for that. But it's just been a tough time for our country. And then in light of all the social unrest with culture, race, religion, politics, it's a lot going on.
Yes. Yes, and thank you for that. Thank you for that information. Thank you so much.
No problem.
And we're going to mention and go ahead. We're going to mention the new single, Road Trip. Now, that jam right there woke me up. It woke me up out of a sleep. So what's the story behind it? What inspired you to do Road Trip?
Okay, well, you know, I think I've shared with you, a lot of times the music comes first, you know, so we get these songs and, You know, so you get the song and you're like, hey, you know, you're rocking to a beat. And then you start saying, what should we name this? Like, where is this going and how does it fit right now? You know,
yeah.
So when we think about COVID and this whole experience, it really wasn't a whole lot you could do, right? You know, you got your family, you got your close-knit group. And, hey, getting in there, taking a road trip was one of those things. If it wasn't just to the grocery store, if it was, you know, going wherever, you know what I'm saying, because you couldn't really kick it with other folks. So in light of that, you know, road trip is a part of this whole COVID experience.
Wow.
You know, and hopefully real soon we're going to take some real road trips
and be
able to spend some time together and be with people again. So that's the theory behind road trip. Also, my wife named it, matter of fact. So when she said road trip, we were like, that's it. So Road Trip is written by Mark Dixon. He's my producer and close personal friend. And so that's the story behind that.
All right. Well, here is Road Trip, everyone. Stay tuned. You stay right there, Daryl BD. We'll be right back.
Yes, ma'am.
by Daryl Beebe there, everyone. All right. That is what's up. Daryl, go ahead and give your website information, your social, and also where that single can be purchased at online. At.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So anyway, my website is darylbeebemusic.com. So once again, darylbeebemusic.com. And so, yeah, so at social media, everything is at Daryl G. Beebe. So it's Daryl G. Beebe. That's my Facebook. Daryl G. Beebe is my Instagram. And Daryl G. Beebe is my Twitter handle as well. So I can be found at all those places. And the Tune Road Trip can be found, you know, obviously Apple, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, you know, wherever electronic media is sold. So it's on all platforms. So once again, we're excited about it. You know, help me out. Pick it up.
Yeah, y'all heard him. Yes, he's everywhere. He is all over the place.
Oh,
and that energy of his is falling with him. So go after him, everyone. Go after him. He is one of my favorites. Oh,
thank
wow.
You.
So what is the ultimate desire, Daryl, which you want your fans and followers to receive out of your music, especially Road Trip?
Wow. Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I believe everything happens for a reason. So obviously that kind of song, it was written by Mark Polo Dixon. He's my producer I mentioned earlier. And Mark is just a great guy. And a lot of times you'll get the energy from the artist. You know, you'll get that energy from the musicians on there. We've got folks like Al Turner's playing bass, Jonathan DuBose on guitar, Myron Bell on drums. And so you're getting, what you're feeling is the energy from those people. And so what we hope to impart is, you know, things that music can take you away for a minute in light of all that's going on, you know, economics, you know, home situations, job, all that. Sometimes music can take you away. So that road trip is our desire to kind of get people to snap their fingers, take their mind off some of this tough stuff that's going on in life at times, you know. So take them on a road trip.
And that, when I heard that track, it did take my mind off of other things. And it made
Come
me
on.
Think about, I need to take a trip. So, yes, that energy, so much energy.
Yeah, I know we all are ready for a trip.
So any other future music projects in store that you would like to tease and let us know about coming up?
Woo! I'm so glad you asked that. So you heard Breathe. That was the introductory single that came out last year in March, right before COVID, right at the start of COVID.
Okay.
And then Road Trip is the second single.
Okay.
And so the album is entitled Better Together.
Ooh.
And it basically comes from the entire premise that, you know, like I said, a lot of times, a lot of things right now are coming to divide. Like, folks want to divide by race. They want to divide by politics. They want to divide by color. The attacks on Asian Americans is utterly just deplorable. And so I believe my message to everyone is that we are better together. Once again, I give a lot of credit to my wife. She named the album, and she did it in a flippant way. Like, she was just like, we were working on something around the house, and she helped me do it. And she was like, see, we better together. And I said, hey, I said, wait a minute, you're right. And so, but this album is I'm so excited about it. We got a song on there called Unmasked. We talk about taking off the mask. Yeah, and when we talk about that mask, it's not just COVID. Sometimes we have to act a certain way around certain people. You know, we have to kind of put on a little bit of a facade. So we're talking about unmasked. We got a song called Sax Line. It's going to take you back to, like, Roger and Zap. I mean, it's so funky. It don't make no sense. We got a song for the married couples, because, you know, I'm a married man and spiritual man, but I believe in you know, that ministry of marriage.
Yeah.
So we got a song called Uninhibited. Yes, Lord. Uninhibited, you know, for those times. And So it just, and we brought back a couple of songs from our original off the Del Bibi Project, Seasons Change. So there's a couple of songs. One, Blue Skies, is coming back.
Oh,
we
wow.
built around it differently. We built around a song called New Day differently.
Okay.
So we're really excited, and really Breeze and Road Trip are just the beginning of a great journey that we're on. So Better
now
Together.
This...
Oh, Better Together. Wait a minute now. Better Together.
Go
people
ahead.
Don't know, my wife plays saxophone, so we're on there together. And,
I seen a photo of you and her together, and it was two sets.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Okay,
yep,
got
together.
It.
So that's the whole premise. So she's on that track, and we're gonna bring her out on some other stuff. We're also doing a remake of I'll Take You There. I'm telling you, it's
okay.
So
all
it's
right.
a good time.
So
we're
this
excited.
This is your sophomore album, which will be released
actually
next month.
Sure will.
Right.
Yep.
Well, thank you for that information. Wow. So we have a caller, area code 313. Please state your name. Go ahead and speak now. Hello? Area code 313. State your name. Speak. All right. I guess they're just listening. All right. As we move along. As we move along, Daryl Beebe, you're more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you towards the making of your sophomore album, and might as well throughout your whole music career. Go right ahead.
Oh, wait a minute. We could be here for a minute. This time I want to start with my mom. I think the last time I did an interview was so short, they didn't let me shout out my mom. So super excited about my mom who supported me. My dad passed when I was very young, and you would have never known. My mom just held it all together, you know. So to my mom, Margie Beebe, to my wife, Shaka Sean Green Beebe, who is, she is a model of, a lot of folks can learn from her. I mean, she is, she's unbelievable, unbelievable wife and companion. And then I gotta come to my brother Mark Polo Dixon. He is the composer, and he has produced I think you remember back Sunny Side Up. He has produced everything that I've done since then, and we just have a brotherhood and friendship. I want to thank my band director from back in the day, Lemuel Dokes. Probably nobody would know who he is, but he poured into me when. It didn't seem like anybody else would. My brother, Brian Beebe. And then I just got to thank the musicians. Myron Bell, he's on quite a few. He's on some songs on the project, plays drums. As I said before, Al Turner, bass player, monster bass player, Rob Skinner. I mean, I could just go on for days. I don't know if you want me to go on that long.
Do the best you can.
Yeah. But all the musicians who helped bring this to fruition, our mastering studio person, Derek Holmes, he's out number one songs on Smooth Jazz Billboard right now, and my promoter, Dave Kuhner. So it makes you understand that it takes a village, and a lot of times people try to do stuff on their own. And you can cross too many lanes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I'm grateful for the village that surrounds me. And then my kids, because they always tell me the truth. They say, oh, that song stinks. Oh, that song is good. Blake and Brooke Beebe. So I'm going to leave it right there for now. If something else come up in my mind, I'm going to holler it out.
Okay, well, we're going to give them an applause.
Philip Robert Jackson.
All right, that they will keep on supporting you and all your blessings and your music. Yes. So as we move along, is there any upcoming events or future events you want to mention?
Yeah. Well, you know, in light of COVID, I had some really great, you know, I used to be, this may be coming back. I used to be on the Riverwalk. About 3,000 people would be out there while I was playing. I was working on some stuff in Shane Park in Detroit. However, you know, we're just kind of making comebacks. I'm in talks with a radio station in Sacramento, California, and talks to do perform in Phoenix. So those conversations are happening. I'm performing locally on this Sunday. I'm performing a special Easter service here in Detroit. That's going to be on my Facebook page if you want to see that. And then also I'm doing something next month for the AKAs, for the Great Lakes Regional Conference. So that will also be a virtual event with about 3,000 people on it. So, you know, I take events as they come, and I always in love. I love – now you hear me playing jazz, but I love gospel. Gospel is who
yes.
I am
yes.
As a minister and whatnot. So I play at a lot of churches and everything. I play at Greater Seth Temple, where it's my home church, as well as Little Rock Baptist Church here in Detroit as well. So
okay. All right. Thank you for that information as well. Is there any organization you would like to mention on air that you support dearly?
Oh, wow. Now, this may be a double sword here, because my job, I work as – I'm the director of Student Support Network and Stakeholder
mm-hmm.
Engagement here in in Southfield Public Schools. But
mm-hmm.
we have converted as COVID has come, and we have done a lot to feed people. We provided over 40,000 boxes
wow.
of food, milk, produce, meat, and dairy are all in there.
Mm-hmm.
We've given out coats to children.
Mm.
We've given out book bags. We've got grants, given out laptops. Last month, we had another grant we got from United Way. We gave out PPE to the community. So as much as Southfield Public Schools is my job, it's
mm-hmm.
been a service organization. It's been a ministry for me as well. So
okay.
I'm excited. You know, I'm excited about what's going on right now.
I can feel that from you through your voice. I can feel that. Wow. You know, wow.
Yeah.
And thank you for that information. Wow. So as we end the show,
okay.
I had a lot of fun with you, and more blessings to you. Take care of yourself and be safe. I hope that you come back on my platform.
Come on.
We
got
to talk about this
back.
New album.
What? Come on. I'm
yeah,
coming back. What
you
got to
come back. Oh, you got to come back.
All right.
You got to come back. So
I look forward
any words
to
of, any words of encouragement would you like to give while we're still dealing with dark times today? Any encouraging words you want to give?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Bible says when you fall into diverse temptations and problems, issues, count it all joy. It also says that joy cometh in the morning. So in spite of what you're feeling, what you're seeing, and what's going on, the heartbreak, the death of loved ones, God is still with us. He's still present. And it's all going to work out. It may not feel like it, may be hurting right now, but in spite of, you know, we will look up and see a brighter day coming. So I just encourage everybody to hang on. No matter what you're working on, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're going through, hang in there. The race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to he that endureth to the end. So hang in there.
All right. You heard it from Daryl Beebe, everyone. And Daryl, do you want to give any other information regarding your upcoming events and your sophomore album that's coming up? Of course, you're going to give information on your website and social media. Is there any other information you want to give right now?
I do, and it's going to surprise you. I want everybody to support Brenda Moss. Her show is phenomenal, and a lot of these shows go on, and they need support as well. So my last plea is to support Brenda in her efforts and support her shows, find ways to send finances in to keep these podcasts going. Because artists need to be heard, and we're not heard without your platform. So thank you so much.
Oh, wow. My pleasure. Thank you, Daryl Beebe. Wow. I'm flattered.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You're such a blessing.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're always welcome to come back with your new music and your projects. And you have a blessed evening to you and your family. Stay safe. Be safe. Here is Road Trip, everyone. Go out and purchase that single and check out his upcoming new album starting coming next month in April. Thank everyone for supporting me, and keep on supporting me. I love you all. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out for Let's Jazz It Up. Good day, everyone.